اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School. And I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, how are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussain Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So, brothers, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll have a short explanation about them and then the tajweed rules, okay? So, today, ayah, or verse number 157, inshallah, we'll have them, okay? From Surah Al-Baqarah, page 24, I really want our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please hold your Quran, turn to page 24, ayah 157 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
Thank you so much. So please listen and repeat after me. Okay, guys?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة
أولئك عليهم بهم ورحمة
وأولئك هم المهتدون
وأولئك هم المهتدون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said that we test you, yes? We test you with certain things. Like, for example, a measure of fear, hunger, a loss to your wealth, a loss to your lives, a loss to some of crops or fruits, products, okay, these things. So, Allah Almighty said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give good news to those who are patient. So, in this ayah, Allah Almighty explains who are those who are patient. Okay? Hassan? الَّذِينَ Those who are patient in the tests, okay? There are those who إذا أصابتهم مصيبة when an affliction or for example a sorrow or a sadness or an evil for example I'm saying this is my word okay visits them or touches them okay a challenge a difficulty comes to them okay they say indeed قالوا they say إنا لله indeed we belong to Allah Almighty وإنا إليه راجعون and to him Do we indeed return? You might have heard this ayah. إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Especially when someone dies, okay? People recite this ayah, yes? إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Why do they recite this? They're trying to, for example, what? Give us this belief and give us this strong belief that don't worry, you're from God. You're returning to God. You're not dead. You're not dead, okay? Understood? So, if it's very important, if someone wants to believe in these beliefs, okay, in these principles, okay, that when we die, we are not actually dead, okay, we're alive, it's very difficult to understand, but to accept. But if you want to accept this easily, you have to learn about what is the reality of death. What happens to someone when he dies? Do you know why people are afraid of death? Some of the people? Huh?
Yes, because they think their life will end.
Because they think the life ends after they die. In fact, it's not that way. Your life just starts. If you had lived a very good life, okay, in this world, okay, after death, the life just starts and it doesn't have any end. You go to eternity. Okay, so it's important to know the reality of death and what happens to someone who is dead. Okay, so I want you to refer to the Tafasir Ahadith Ayat of Quran Karim, inshallah, in the Tafasir classes. Join, please, them. Okay, inshallah, you will learn a lot about them. So, guys, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. Okay, it is they who receive the blessings of Allah Almighty, those who are patient. Yes. Those who say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, no problem, Allah Almighty will fix it. Okay? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ And it is they who are the rightly guided people. Okay? Whenever, God forbid, any sorrow happens to you, okay, touches you, or anything difficulty you face, okay? God, I believe in you. You will never leave me alone, okay? So fix it, please, the way you want. It's very important to believe this way, okay? And it's difficult. But it can be easy if you ask Allah Almighty, okay? So say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ It's not only for a dead person, okay? To recite this ayah for, you can recite it anywhere, anytime. So guys, refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, a hadith about the explanations, more explanation about these verses, okay? Inshallah, you'll learn a lot. وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
Guys, the very important part of our session, which is actually the Tajweed rules. Important rules are here. Let me mention them, inshallah. We'll practice. الَّذِينَ إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Now let's practice with the tajweed rules. الذين, you know that any word that has Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, okay, Al, okay, they are nouns, okay?
Yeah.
You have to start. If you start from them, you pronounce Hamzatul Wasl, and what haraka do you assign Hamzatul Wasl with?
Fatha.
Al, Alhamdulillah, Ar-Rahman, that's it. If they happen in the middle of words, for example, what do you do? Between two words, for example?
Skip the Hamzatul Wasl.
Skip Hamzatul Wasl. For example, if there was a waw before Al-Ladina, you would say? Al-Ladina, Idha. Pronunciation of the letter Dhal, Saad, here they are important. Hamza. Okay? And also Ayn. Al-Ladina, Idha, Asabatum. The mad of the word Idha, is that wajib or mustahab? Mustahab no jais?
I think
wajib.
Jais.
Jais.
It is jais. Huh?
Jais, yes, jais.
Yeah, because jais. The next hamza, which comes after idha, that's in the next word.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
in the same word. So it's jais. So you can skip this mad, or you can even stretch it for six counts. Asabatum. There is a baby alif, a dagger alif on the top of saad. Make sure you prolong it. Asabatum. Not asabatum, no. Asabatum. Hum, mim sakin plus mim. Fawad knows this well.
Idgham mislain,
no. Mithlain. Pronunciation of the letter. Yeah. Make sure. Mithlain, okay? So idgham mithlain. Three rules were there for the mim sakin. One of them was idgham mithlain, if there is a mim after mim sakin. And the other one was ikhfa, when there is a ba after the letter mim sakin. And the rest of the letters.
Izhar.
Actually, not izhar. Izhar. Yes. So, now, mim sakin plus mim. Idgham
mithlain.
Asabatuhum. Nasal sound. Two counts. Musibatun tanween and plus qaf. Qaf is from the rest of the letters. Tanween plus qaf.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Bad. In a way that your listener kind of understands that the little qaf comes after. Musibatun qalu. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And idgham with, ikhfa with a nasal sound also. Musibatun qalu. Inna qalu. There is a mad. Mad is not wajib because inna, hamza is in the next word.
Yes.
Inna lillahi. Pronunciation of the letter lam in the word Allah. Lightly. Lillahi. Why? Because the first lam, which is not a part of the word Allah, so that has a kasra. Lillahi. Li Allah, here it is. Lillahi, okay? So that's a kasra, so try to produce a light sound. وَإِنَّ mad is not again wajib because hamza in the next word is not in this word. They are in separate words. إِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When you stop here, change the fatha of noon to sukoon and produce a long vowel sound. أُولَئِكَ, this is mad wajib. Six counts. أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ plus mim. Join them. Salawatum.
Idgham.
Mir Rabbihim. Idgham. Again, join them. Wa rahmah. If you stop, tanween will be changed to sukoon. And Salah says it is
better to continue.
Better to continue. Wasl is better. Salah, the sign of stopping. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. So, guys, listen once, I will recite.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العلي العظيم. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and thanks for listening to us in IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you every day. Stay with us, please. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperations. And if you have any questions, guys, no? See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن